T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A fair sky now and 51 degrees. The Boy Scouts of America has announced it will allow girls into the Cub Scouts program starting in 2018. The decision to allow girls participation was unanimously approved by the organization's board of directors. The decision could open scouting up to hundreds of thousands of girls. Chief Scout Executive Michael Serbaugh says the choice to admit girls will be up to local Cub Scout packs.
As soon as we bring young women in, we want to make sure that our individual volunteer leaders at the pack level, that they're prepared. That they also need to make decisions as to whether they will remain an all-boy pack or if they would have girls and boys involved.
The search continues for a Rose Hill woman featured in a Silver Alert. 86-year-old Dixie Adair was last seen Monday morning leaving the Kansas Tar Casino near Mulvane. Butler County Undersheriff Tony Wilhite tells KSN News an air search was conducted Wednesday.
The Kansas Highway Patrol Air Unit flew routes as best they could figure from Miss Adair's residence to here and on into Oklahoma, the Kansas-Oklahoma border.
Wilhite says the search did not turn up anything. A photo of Adair and her car can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. A man was hospitalized after he was hit by a car in a parking lot in southeast Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Tuesday afternoon at a Dillon's grocery store at Harry and Webb. The driver of the SUV was a woman who had just finished shopping at the store.
A 29-year-old female was driving through a parking lot and struck a 78-year-old male who was walking near the gas pumps. The male was transported to an area hospital in critical condition. The Wichita Police Department accident follow-up investigators and critical accident team members responded.
The woman who hit the man remained on the scene after the accident. A top state official says Kansas works to find missing foster care children swiftly.
The comments come after legislators expressed outrage after learning during a committee meeting Tuesday that more than 70 foster children are missing. Department for Children and Family Secretary Phyllis Gilmore said Wednesday that many missing children are located quickly and returned to their foster homes. Department officials and foster care contractors noted that the percentage of foster children who are missing is about 1%. That's in line with the national figure for foster children who are runaways. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
23 deaths are now connected to the devastating wildfires in Northern California. Thousands of buildings have also been lost. Many of them were homes.
Using a rake, Ivan Ayers is sifting through his childhood home, looking for anything that's still recognizable.
Photos do no justice at all to really when you're here and you hear the sounds and the smells and really getting your feet a foot in ash and realizing that's every photo of you as you grew up, you know, and they're all gone.
His parents left the house in a hurry as flames came racing through, unable to grab much. And now with so many people still missing, the sheriff here worries more bodies will be found in the remains of these homes. Alex Stone, ABC News, Santa Rosa, California.
KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. ...98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 6:09 on a Thursday with Steve and Ted.
And so far this morning out in traffic, well, the volume's still kind of light out there. And the gasoline prices in the Wichita area this morning, well, still $2.25 a gallon is a pretty common price, but seeing more and more that stations are coming down to about $2.23 a gallon here in Wichita. Seeing that mostly on the south side, got that one. I spotted that at 31st Street South and K-15 this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Pretty nice forecast this morning. Here's KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We will be cool to start the day here in Wichita, but temperatures really jump up this afternoon. Our high 80 with a gusty south wind. We will be clear tonight, our low 62, and then breezy and warm tomorrow with Friday's high 85 and a chance of strong thunderstorms by Saturday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a fair sky, 51 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour. Beautiful day across Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 67 degrees. Normal high is 72. And we're going to get way above that today. It looks like we're going to bounce back about 13 degrees warmer than yesterday. So it's going to feel a little bit more like good old summertime. A woman accused of pulling a gun on a Cleveland barber because he was taking too long to cut her 7-year-old son's hair has been sentenced to 6 months behind bars. 31-year-old Andrea Smith was sentenced Tuesday. She previously pleaded guilty to menacing, child endangering, and carrying a concealed weapon. Smith apologized at sentencing and acknowledged she briefly pulled a handgun from her purse at a barber's school in April and that she had no license to carry the weapon. But she denied waving it or threatening the barber, as police alleged. All right, so
you can't punctuate your point with a gun.
Pull it out and put it on the counter, whatever you do with it.
Yeah, that's sent. You should go away for doing that. Definitely.
Yeah, she's only got 6 months, but you know, she doesn't have a license for this thing. She doesn't have a concealed carry permit. And she's out there running around waving a gun at a barber.
I think anybody that does that, even if they had a permit, needs to go away.
If you use a gun
to punctuate a point, well, that's not what they're
going
for.
To leave behind 4 or 5 kids who don't have any parents other than her, you know. I'm reading a lot into this story. The kids are going to suffer, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sometimes they take that into consideration when they sentence somebody. A 300-pound black bear has been killed after wandering into an Anchorage, Alaska post office. The bear got inside the building Sunday after walking through an open door near the loading dock. The facility was closed, but a U.S. Postal Service spokeswoman says about 75 employees were there at the time sorting mail. The bear climbed onto a conveyor belt and wound up in an area where garbage is compacted. Officers who found the animal near several dozen people, and the bear was killed when officers' efforts to get the animal back outside failed. Climbed onto a conveyor belt and was scooted down to the garbage.
Was killed. Did the police kill it, or
yeah,
did the compactor kill it?
The police killed it. They couldn't get it to go outside, so they just nailed it right there.
They said it went somewhere where there was a compactor, though. I was like, yuck. No. Don't want to compact a bear.
Garbage compacted in that area. Today is Thursday, October 12th, 2017, the Jad Chambers birthday. We're going to have a great big party for him this morning right here on the radio.
I'm sure
we will. There's your cake. See all those candles on there?
Yeah.
Ted's gift, nicely wrapped over there in the corner. This is radio, Jad. You have to imagine.
Yeah, theater of the mind. None of this stuff is actually here.
You've got to have to use your imagination on it, but happy birthday to you anyway.
Well, thank you.
My son and his wife, Shanna, celebrating their 20th wedding anniversary last night. And Shelly and I, my wife, got to babysit for an hour or two. Our youngest grandchild, Sammy Jo, she's 5, and we had a good time. We're playing with all our little toys on this floor and making, you know, pretend voices, doing the whole thing. Shelly was doing most of that. I was just kind of watching TV, but it was nice. We haven't been around this baby for most of its life, her life. She has been in other countries, my son in the military. So Sammy Jo, like I said, is 5. She's very verbal. I mean, she talks like an adult. And a lot of fun. She's a great kid. So we had a good time there. And before we went over there, we had time to stop in for dinner at, where would we go for dinner in Derby, Jed?
My guess
think
would
it
be
over now.
Pizza John's, perhaps?
Pizza John's. Yeah.
Excellent.
We were having a good night there, and we stopped in. I had the pizza and a hoagie, and I had we split a Sarah salad. It's just, you know. How much better can you do than that? The best of all worlds.
I was speaking with someone from Derby recently who had just kind of started listening to our show. They said, I was listening, and all of a sudden you mentioned Pizza John's. And he said, I'm from Derby, and I thought to myself, that's the best pizza.
Yeah, well, that's why we talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Started tuning in. And speaking of food, I will mention that the votes are in, and America has chosen Lay's latest potato chip flavor, Crispy Taco. Ellen Sarum of San Antonio, Texas, came up with the winning flavor, took home $1 million for her submission in Lay's Do Us a Favor contest. I presume they ran this on their webpage.
I suppose.
Probably exclusively, because I didn't know anything about it. Media didn't know anything about it. They might have had more response, but hey, they got what they wanted. Sarum says she was inspired because tacos were the first thing she whipped up for her now fiancé, a meal that did not go over well as she missed crucial ingredients like cheese and salsa. But since then, she has learned apparently to make a pretty good taco, and the crispy taco is the flavor for Lay's newest potato chip offering. We'll look for that at our grocery store.
I suppose. I don't know. Lay's is a potato chip. Taco flavoring seems more something of a corn chip.
Yeah,
you know?
I just go for the good old standard Lay's in the yellow bag. You know, it's a potato chip. Let's not get too fancy with it.
A potato chip, maybe barbecue.
Those are okay sometimes. My wife is getting wild when she goes Ripple chips, you know. Oh, really? Really, that's kind of out there, isn't it? That's wild.
Maybe a sour cream and chive flavor. Maybe.
There you go. There we got another poll question right there.
Yeah, what's your
flavor? Favorite flavor of potato chip? Yeah, and then you get into the corn chips. Are the Kroger's as good as the Fritos? It's a little bit different flavor there.
Yeah.
And a little bit different price tag as well, if you know what I mean. So, anyway. Tonight, at my alma mater, West High School, they're having a big deal. Big deal going on tonight as they welcome some more inductees into their high school sports hall of fame there at West. A couple of championship teams are going in. We have a football team from the 50s, 1954-55, when the school just opened. And apparently, if I'm remembering right, they won the Arc Valley, which was, you know, the big conference at that time. Some of those guys are going to be there. I think quite a few of them are going to be there. And so my brother Jerry and I are going to go down, and I've invited another friend of ours, Ed Hill. We're all going to go out there, and because we know a lot of these people, people from the 60s, and it's going to be like a little gathering of guys who played sports at West. And it's a, you know, of course, West and Schartz, the coach over there,
right,
putting it on, and we're looking forward to it. They're going to do it in the new cafeteria.
They've got a new cafeteria.
Oh, yeah, just like everybody else, West has a new cafeteria. They just built a couple of years ago with the bond issue money.
Oh.
I've been in there, and this new cafeteria is really, really nice. Now, the old one, one of the special features of the old cafeteria at West, and when we got to West, they'd been open for 15, 20 years, but the cafeteria ceiling was decorated with butter pats and cherries from from the cherry pie.
Fantastic.
You know, you put a spoon on the edge of one of those trays. It's a great little, you know, like fulcrum, right?
Sure, for a catapult.
Put the cherry, put the thing on the spoon end, and go bang, doop. There you go. They don't have that. They haven't discovered that over at West yet. So.
Not yet.
I better be quiet.
Sure.
It's somebody in trouble. 6:18 now, coming up on 6:19. Steve and Ted in the morning. Time for Lead Off Sports with Ted Woodward. And Ted's going to tell us about, I'm presuming, baseball, right?
What do you want?
You go all the sports going at once now, right, Ted?
It's that time of year, October.
It's that time of year, yeah.
Three of the final four in Major League Baseball now set. The Cleveland Indians are not one of them.
Ooh.
One of the best teams all year long, the Cleveland Indians did not make it out of this round. The New York Yankees, the wild card team, will play for the American League pennant. First time in 5 years. The Indians had a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five series. Then they lost games 3, 4, and last night, game 5. The Yankees win it 5-2. For the Indians, their first 3-game losing streak since late July, early August. But it's a streak that gets them out of the playoffs. The Yankees will take on the Houston Astros for the American League pennant. Yesterday, in Wrigley Field in Chicago, the Washington Nationals shut out the Cubs 5-0. So the Nationals stay alive. That best-of-five series is now tied at 2 games apiece. Last deciding Game 5 is tonight in the nation's capital. The defending World Series champion Chicago Cubs in Washington, D.C. to take on the Nationals. The winner advances. The loser is eliminated. Live coverage of the Cubs and the Nationals begins at 6:30 this evening. Listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. NBA news, former Kansas Jayhawk Andrew Wiggins has signed a 5-year extension with the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's a package worth nearly $150 million.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Man.
He's only 22 years old. He's just signed a contract for $150 million.
Where does he go from there?
He averaged nearly 24 points a game last year in the NBA. He's expected to help the Timberwolves end a 13-year playoff drought this season.
He's scoring a lot of points.
Well, he always has. He scored a ton at KU his 1 year there, and he's a scorer in the NBA. And he's making a ton of money. And another young Jayhawk that hopes to make it in the NBA and seems to be on his way is rookie Josh Jackson. Some preseason action last night. The youngster just out of KU playing for the Phoenix Suns last night in a preseason game. Josh had 22 points and 7 rebounds.
Wow.
As it looks like he is going to provide a hot start to his NBA career with the Phoenix Suns. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. The Boy Scouts of America now say girls can join at least the Cub Scouts next year. Todd's going to talk about that. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.